from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yo, welcome to it. Thank you for joining us for Tuesday's episode.
Chew for Tuesday.
We were going through the folders next to my desk, and we found the book in here that my Uncle Gary gave me ages ago.
Got to blow the dust off.
Yeah, it's handwritten notes of content ideas he has for the show, which aren't so much content ideas as just strange ramblings.
Little bits of life advice. I thought we could do one life advice tip every podcast episode.
Okay. All right.
You just have to read it.
The most beautiful thing I ever saw was a piece of shit. This is what I mean. Do we call it life advice?
That's not content. That's not radio content. We can't build a game around that.
No.
What's the most beautiful shit you've ever seen? You know, that doesn't...
Well, another one just says, why is my bottom itchy? Like, what was going through Uncle Gary's mind to write that down, do we think?
Yeah, let's... I mean, did he think about that and then do the shit and then go, oh, wow?
Well, there's about 20 in between, so... girls on holidays don't call back.
Actually, fair. I stand by that. Look, enjoy the show. It does get better. It does get better.
When in doubt, don't. There you go.
Unless it's this podcast. When in doubt, please do.
Yeah, just persist. It gets better. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, something very special has hit supermarket shelves in this country, and I can't get my hands on it. And Sunny Coast, I need your help. 545-11919. Have you seen or have you tried the new Cheezels chicken?
Cheezels chicken, I am here for.
Oh.
I love a chicken in a biscuit. I love a chicken twisty.
I love chicken flavoured chippies. Yes.
So chicken flavoured Cheezels can get it.
Well, they've only ever had, let's add that to the list of things that can get it for you. They've only ever had cheese-flavoured
Cheezels. Yeah, and they're too cheesy, Taz. They're too cheesy.
You think so?
If I'm going to be proposed to with the old Cheezel ring,
yes.
I want it to be a chicken-flavoured Cheezel.
You're not saying
and
yes.
And yet I've never tried it.
You're not saying yes to a Cheezel.
I would, absolutely. I'd say, yeah, but when's the real ring coming?
Where the is my proper ring, you'd be saying. I do like this tweet from somebody who says, look, love the new chicken Cheezels, but let's call them the Chisel.
Yeah, that's strong.
Instead of cheese.
That's fair.
Doesn't need cheese in the name anymore.
Yeah. The thing is, though, Tassie, you and I discovered this a couple of days ago, that chicken Cheezels were now a thing, and yet we cannot find them in Sunny Coast stores.
No, we can't. The news dropped a couple of days ago that they were out. We rushed out to the stores. We'll try it first here on the show. Maybe we could give some away. Cannot find them. We sent out a guy who works for us today. We just said, look, if you're going past any supermarkets on your lunch break, can you pop in? He forgot about his lunch break. He spent an hour and a half, went into five different stores. He was asking people, no sign of Cheezels chicken. So, Sunny Coast, there will be people out there that have their hands on these goodies.
Yeah.
They work at IGAs and things.
And they know where to find them.
They know when they're coming out.
We need you, if that is you. 545-11919, get involved. If you've got any clues in this chicken Cheezel investigation.
We'll take any goss that you've got on the Cheezels chicken. Have you seen them? Have you tried them? Have you bought them already?
Do they suck?
Maybe
because they could suck.
They
Tassie.
Could suck.
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We haven't tried any.
No.
We're stupid
cheese Cheezel people.
Can't get our filthy cheese-covered fingers on them at this point.
All right. You've heard us. We have spoken.
You know what? I'm going to up the stakes.
Oh.
If you've got goss and info that can get us Cheezels chicken this afternoon, I'll give you a double pass to our movie preview of Twisters.
Whoa.
Cheezels for Twisters.
Cheezels for Twisters.
Name in the works. We're going to come up with a proper name for it. But if you got something, maybe you can get them for us. You've got until the close of business today, 545-11919, to get your cheese-covered fingers on some movie tickets.
Ellie and Taz.
Get ready now.
On 91.9 CFM.
I love this. Hello, Anonymous.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Good, bud. Did you chuck a sickie today or what?
I sure did, mate. I was supposed to go in for a pretty big day of surveying and collect a couple of points for a important road crossing and had a look outside and I thought, no, I'm just going to get under the sheets and hit the snooze button and woke up at 10:30.
Oh, let's give this man an applause. Oh, Anonymous, you're an absolute legend this afternoon, mate. Guess what? A double pass to go and see Twisters. That's all yours, mate.
Oh, unreal, mate. Cheers.
Can you just talk me through what you did on your day off so I can live vicariously?
Mate, all I did was eat junk food and sit on the couch and watch movies. All you do in this weather.
Oh.
He's living the dream.
So jealous. Are you going to go back to work tomorrow or is this going to be kind of a two-day COVID-y type thing?
I'm going to have to go back to work tomorrow. I told them I had to run, so they didn't even question it.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
You always had a good time when you got to school, you opened up your lunchbox and there was a little bag of Cheezels.
Yeah, I'm a big Cheezel girl.
You only get five or six little rings in the tiny packet, but that would be enough for thumb and the four fingers and then you could hold them all up and it'd be rings and rah, rah, and you get to eat them and they're great fun. They're cheese flavour, Cheezels.
Mm-hmm.
They've come out with a new flavour, Ellie. Chicken.
We're very excited about chicken Cheezels.
Oh, we want to get our hands on the chicken Cheezels, but we can't find them. We've been into six or seven different stores here on the sunny coast. We don't have any knowledge of when they're coming out, where they're going to come out.
Mm.
We just are hungry and want them now. So we've said that we're going to give double passes to our preview screening of Twisters to anybody that can give us intel that would lead to us getting these Cheezels.
James, or should we call you Detective James?
I would prefer you call me Detective James, Ellie. I've always stressed that.
What about like Men in Black? You could be Agent M.
No, because then I get no recognition. I want people to know I'm a detective.
And you're not afraid of the dangers that come with the job of being a detective, though? You know, people could come after you.
Of course, Ellie. And I'm out here in the rain trying to track these things down.
He'd be the worst undercover cop. He's like, I know, I want people to know I'm an undercover cop. Okay, James, you say you've got some info for us. Spill.
Yes. I mean, it's been a long journey, guys, since I called up first, and I'm trying to track these things down. I called Coles first. They thought it was a prank call, and they said they heard it on the radio, so at least we know they listen to CFM. Second one, I go to Woolworths, and it was more of a process. They gave me a big list, and the guy tracked it down. He said, is it in the system? And they're coming in soon. But there wasn't a date. But at least we know they're going to be at Woolworths in Maroochydore soon.
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 I think that's a 7. It's not a 10.
No, I think a 7 out of 10 is an accurate rating of that information. Detective James. We can use your full name. I forget whether we're being anonymous or not. I think that's some solid detective work. There could be a role here for you at Ellie Chaney Investigations with Taz.
Yeah, I'll take that. Excuse as long me. As do I get like a cool uniform? I always wanted to wear like those gun holders, like Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Oh, we can arrange that. You'll have to provide your own, but you can wear it out in the streets if you want.
That's weird because Ellie's told me my uniform is the pale green mankini from Borat. I don't know why. Double-sided.
I don't know, Taz, that might be a bit cold today.
It might be.
Look, for helping us out, we did say anybody that gave us info would get movie tickets to our movie preview of Twisters. So, James, they are yours, mate.
Yes! I love movie tickets and free things. Thanks so much, Ellie and Taz.
Hey, Detective James, that is fine. We'll put you... I'm also going to put you on the payroll here. Anytime we have anything that needs investigating. Could we have called Woolies in Maroochydore? Probably.
Yeah.
But we don't have time for that. We got a radio show to do.
That's right. That's why Detective James on the case. Don't miss this action-packed cinematic event film that's only... It is only to be seen on the big screen, Twisters, at Event Cinemas, July 11. You'll see it with us the day before that. James, well done.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Chaney, I do want to talk very quickly. There's been an election over in Canada which has made history because a candidate has gone up for a closely contested federal election.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's put his hand up. Saying, I want to run for whatever he's running for.
Be like an MP type thing. Yep.
He got 0 votes First person to ever do it in a closely contested federal election. Apparently, way back in the past, you could get zero votes but still win if there was nobody else to choose from.
Right.
So they kind of wouldn't. They wouldn't.
If it was uncontested.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he is 45 years old. Felix Hamill got zero votes on Monday. He's the only federal candidate in Canada's history to receive no votes. He's quoted in saying, "When I saw the result, I was like, well, I'm a true unity candidate. Everyone agrees to not vote for me." He goes,
Felix.
"If there's something that everybody can agree on, it's not voting for me."
Felix, I mean, sure, does Felix not have a mate? You know, surely Felix's best mate from school chucks him a vote.
He says,
what about his mum?
But he sees the bigger picture, though, because he goes, as long as I have the right and the privilege to get zero votes in an election, then we are truly in a democracy.
Well, that's nice.
You know?
That's nice. But also, Felix, maybe concentrate on getting some friends.
Also, can you think, who would be the first person to vote for him?
His mum.
Or maybe himself.
Oh, yeah, true.
So he couldn't cast a ballot in his, because he doesn't live there. He couldn't cast a vote. He also admits he put almost no effort into campaigning.
Well, kids, isn't this a valuable lesson?
He says, he's quoted in saying, "I'm one of the last people that would ever be expected to make Canadian history in any way, but hopefully I become a pub trivia night question." So he definitely sees the funny side of it, but yet zero votes for old Felix Hamill.
Tazzy, that's what we can strive for. Radio ratings are coming up. If we rate really poorly, no one listens to us. At least we can become a trivia question.
And we can't even listen because we're on the show.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Taz, I need to bring something up with you that I'm not sure you're aware of.
Okay.
If you are, then now's the time to confess.
Okay. I'll confess.
Mm. Did you know that you are a ghost?
Okay, now,
or
look,
is this news to you?
Look, my parents are English, okay? I am very pale.
No, I'm not referencing your paleness. Earlier today, I was going through my phone trying to collate images of you. I was looking for particular content.
Okay.
Right? So in order to do that, I often do this on people's birthdays. I'll find a photo of them, scroll up, and my iPhone can tell which photos that person's in, right?
It's such a good feature, yeah. If you need to find like a particular friend or whatever, you can actually search them in your camera roll and they'll come up. Yeah.
What I have noticed is the iPhone does not recognise you in any of my photos of you. I've got proof here, right?
What?
So here's a photo of you just by yourself.
Yeah.
You scroll up. Usually it gives you an option of like, who is this person? Name them and... No option.
It doesn't
there.
Think there's a person.
Yeah, so I thought maybe that's just a one-off. Let's go through some other ones.
This is like a Goosebumps book that I used to read when I was a kid.
Right.
There's one very similar to this.
Here's a picture of you and one of our colleagues.
Yeah.
His face comes up as an option of someone to click on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yours does not. You
He's
and one of
our
other
colleagues.
He's wearing
a Grinch outfit, too.
He's wearing a Grinch outfit.
iPhone's seen straight through the Grinch outfit.
Here's a selfie of you and our receptionist, Daddy.
No.
Again, she comes up as an option to tag.
No.
You do not. So I thought, all right, let's test this out fully. A picture of you and me. I'm in a banana...
Take a picture of me right now. Take a picture of me right now.
I'm in a banana suit. My face is covered by the banana
and
suit. It still picks me up and not you.
Take a picture of me right now.
I'll take a picture of you right now. I've zoomed into your face.
Yes.
Well, you look scared.
I'm terrified.
You're not there!
Ah!
Why do you not exist? Are you a real person?
Why does
my phone not want to recognise you as a human being?
Is it because I have an Android phone? Is this Apple's way of...
I don't know, Tazzy.
I don't have an Android phone. Just as a joke.
Yeah, no,
that's a joke, everybody.
That's disgusting.
A little bit of comedy.
Yeah. What's your statement that I can release to the press? Because, Sunny Coast, I found the world's first living ghost. Show me one other person who doesn't exist on an iPhone.
If I was a real ghost, this show would rate a lot higher.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I lived in the NT for a couple of years, and something I found out when living up there is a day called Territory Day.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel real. July 1, you're allowed to buy fireworks. Everywhere is selling them. Like shops, random shops will open up on the corners. There'll be market stalls that'll sell them. Everywhere has fireworks, and they want you to buy fireworks for the day, because then everyone in the NT is allowed to light fireworks at night.
Is there rules around this?
Yeah, there are rules. So you have to light them from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. You have to have all of them done by 11 o'clock.
Right.
And that's it. You're not allowed fireworks the rest of the year, but one day you're allowed them.
And you can do it anywhere in town. Like, could I go, you know, down next to the 7-Eleven and pop one off?
I don't know the exact rules on that, but that is why we've called my mate Tim from the NT, who I used to work with up there. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
I want to chat Territory Day, yeah. Tim, because I miss it. I haven't lived there now for 4 or 5 years, but I absolutely miss Territory Day. How was yesterday?
Mate, it was absolutely insane. You know, it's like you're driving through town and once it sort of hits 6 o'clock, you almost think like it's a war zone because there's explosives going off everywhere.
What the hell?
I remember driving through the city, and because it's 6 o'clock, it's still light. Yeah. But everybody has been buying thousands of dollars worth of fireworks all day. They're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And hit 6 o'clock, it's still daytime, but they're lighting the fireworks and wasting them because you can't quite enjoy the fireworks. It's still light.
Yeah.
But who cares? People are just wanting to light them as fast as they can. They cannot wait anymore.
This sounds like a recipe for disaster. Do people get injured, Tim?
I mean, like, if you're silly, of course you're going to get injured. It's like anything, right? But, you know, if you play by the rules, you know, like, you get the police and the fireys and things like that. They give you really cool tips on things like, hey, stand 10 metres away after you've lit the fuse and, you know, have a bucket of water or a bucket of sand around you to put the fires out in case, you know, your lawn catches fire.
So there was a moment there where I went and I was lighting fireworks a couple of years ago and I was a lot younger. And we were lighting fireworks over the ocean. So people go to the beach and they sort of angle them so that they fire that way. You're kind of taking them away from land and away from flammables, right?
Yep.
Every 10 metres on the beach, there's a family lighting fireworks as well.
Jeez,
so it's not just you. Everybody's lighting fireworks constantly, right? So the sky is alive with fireworks. And I remember looking to my right and seeing in the distance a park. But the park was glowing orange.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it was on fire.
True. Tim, is there a fire bloody rating danger situation?
I mean, like, it is dry season up here. So we obviously only get two kinds of seasons. We get wet season and we get dry season. So they hold Territory Day right in the middle of dry season. So, you know, like, things are a little bit dead on the ground, not going to lie. But, you know, like, you do see spot fires pop up everywhere. But, you know, first responders, they do a great job.
Oh, they do. And they work overtime. And I'm guessing they absolutely hate Territory Day.
Is it worth it? Is it fun?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it's the only place in the country where you could still buy fireworks. And I mean, like, it's such a good draw card for all the tourists as well. So, you know, people come up and they light the fuses and they go and let off all their fireworks. They get it out of their systems and then they, you know, go home.
Now, how old are you, Tim?
I'm 33.
Because in the news today, it says there is an injury to a 33-year-old man who was treated for burns to his groin area. Was that you?
Look, can't confirm or deny, but... No, it wasn't me.
Okay, I was just double-checking, just double-checking.
To the groin does not sound like a good Territory Day.
That's the name of today's show. Thank you, Timmy.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.